You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zulkowski. Onondaga County homeowners are being asked to shell out an additional $30 to help cover the cost of repairing and maintaining the aging sewer system as a part of Joni Mahoney's 2019 budget proposal. She delivered her $1.3 billion spending plan to lawmakers on Friday. She says the county has some catching up to do after lawmakers have postponed much-needed investments.
In 2013, I proposed that we have a gradual increase so we don't hit anybody too hard all at once. And the first year, I think we got the 5% increase, but we haven't gotten there since. Every year has been short of that.
The additional revenue would raise an extra $5.9 million, which she says is worth it to help keep Onondaga Lake clean. Meanwhile, Mahoney's budget keeps property taxes flat, thanks in part to a 9% jump in sales tax revenue.
We've seen thousands of bowlers, over a million state fair visits, and hundreds of thousands of concert goers at the amphitheater. Hotel owners report robust business with all of the activity, and the increased revenue is an indication that our investments are producing real results.
Investments such as the amphitheater and improvements to the fairgrounds. Despite the encouraging increase in revenue, Mahoney says she's comfortable projecting only a 3.5% increase for this year and 3% for 2019.
In 2009 or 10, when the recession hit, we had projected sales tax revenues at a number that we came up far short of. So we have never done that again, and we're very careful in projecting those numbers.
Elsewhere in the budget, Mahoney says it'll cost an additional $9 million in salaries and benefits for the county's workforce, which has dropped by nearly 1,200 people since she took office. She's also set aside funding for an additional 15 positions at the Sheriff's Department and the purchase of a dozen patrol cars. Lawmakers will spend the next few weeks combing through the budget and making any changes before the vote October 9th. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website. And while you're there, you can help us reach our fundraising goal by making a quick donation at WAER.org.